Papers, please. British paratroopers met by French border officials at D-Day reenactment. By Simon Kent on June 6, 2024. British paratroopers who led an historic reenactment to mark the 80th anniversary of D-Day were met by French border officials immediately after they touched down Wednesday in a Normandy field. The visitors reportedly were directed to quickly fold their parachutes and form an orderly queue. They then offered the requested documents and outlined the purpose of their visit to French passport control officials as directed, Reuters reports. Once passports were checked and stamped, the new arrivals were on their way. Watch: British paratroopers have passports checked after parachuting into France for D-Day event. Around 320 British, Belgian and US paratroopers took part in the multinational jump to recreate one of the defining the events of June 6, 1944. It is something we haven't experienced before. Brigadier Mark Berry, the British paratroopers commander, told the Sun newspaper. But given the royal welcome we have had from every other feature, it seems like a very small price to pay for coming to France, he cheerily added. British citizens no longer have the right to move freely within the European Union and face stricter immigration checks since Brexit. The British paratroopers, the bulk of whom were supplied by HEAT British Army's 16 Air Assault Brigade, exited 3A400M military aircraft over Centerville, mirroring the airdrop made 8 decades earlier out of RAF Dakota aircraft. Military aircraft from the US and Belgium followed in formation, Reuters reports. Early on June 6, 1944, thousands of Allied airborne forces parachuted into drop zones along the Normandy coast. The paratroopers landed behind German lines, tasked with disrupting German defenses, capturing strategic bridges and establishing defensive positions ahead of the 5 main beach assault waves. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.